We have cruisers deliver right at the beginning. We had the village shop, but we also had a fish van used to come round on a Friday. A vegetable van used to come round on a Friday, not that I used that very much because you've got Mrs. Kelly along the road. And cruisers, who were absolutely marvellous. They were the grocers in Rottingdean. And old Mr. Palmer used to come around, and he'd come on a Tuesday. And
what are you
talking about when we first came? I mean, this is and right through until cruises were sold, actually. But what you did was you left the door. Nobody locked doors, and I used to leave a note, a book. I've still got the book, the books, with what I wanted to buy, and
that might make a nice photograph.
Well, I'll show you. But anyway, you had this little red book, and you put it, left it on the side with what you wanted in it. And then Mr. Palmer used to come and pick up the book, and off he'd go. And then on Thursday he'd come back and deliver all the stuff. And then I think the Tuesdays you left the money in your next order, so you were always a week behind. But there was one day when I'd gone down to the beach with the children, and it started to rain, and I'd got all the nappies on the line. I mean, it's the day before, days before washing machines. And I came back, and there was this pile of iron washing all folded on the side, and Mr. Palmer had written, "I couldn't bear to, I know it's going to rain, I can't bear to see it get wet." And he'd picked it all up. And another time, when we were all completely snowed up, that would have been in the 60s. Sally Ann was at the junior school, 67?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yes. And there was no milk. I mean, you couldn't get anything. And it was in the days before, you know, you kept big stores of milk and stuff. And so anyway, I opened the back door, which was sort of knee-deep. And there in the snow were four tins of evaporated milk. And I couldn't think where they'd come from. And it was Tony Cruz, the son, had been sent with a backpack on with tins of milk for the families with children. And, you know, that was the sort of caring community that you know, what did exist then? I mean, people really did care for other people. And Cruises were, you know, it was a very sad day when Mr. Palmer said, you know, we're not going to do it anymore. And I finished up just getting butter, marjolaine, sugar, tea, cheese, eggs and bacon, you know, you could sort of reel them off. And the egg farm, of course, you know all about that. And Mrs. Ellis, do you remember Mrs. Ellis?
No, I don't actually remember.
Oh, they were lovely. I used to go there and to Mrs. Ellis, and she used to give me trays of cracked eggs. She lived where you are, I suppose.
Where I was, where you, the manager's house.
That's right,
there.
Yes. Right. And they moved from there. They went over to Woodmancote. Somewhere, because I just so happened to have a friend who lived in Woodmancote, and she was going to get some eggs, and we went down together to this egg farm, and there they were.
We're not still there, the people.
No. They were quite elderly by the time they moved. It was a much smaller business there. But no, she always used to let me have cracked eggs and soft-shelled eggs, you know. And I used to take them into the hospital. That was, when did I start the hospital? 63. And every week I would take in two or three trays of cracked eggs to sell, half a crown a tray, and used to sell those at the hospital. That was fun. But, yes, and all the battery chickens. I mean, we spent a lot of time in the farm because that was sort of my sort of life. And so looking at even though there were battery chickens or the cows or the calves, there was still... Yeah, it was still farm, yes.